Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Do you remember a time when you were young and you and your siblings and your friends were running around the house yelling at the top of your lungs and having a grand old time? Inevitably, your mother would walk into the room and issue the dreaded command, "Shh, use your inside voice." Well, here I am 50 years later, and some things never change. Every day here at the Capitol, we practice the adult version of using our inside voices. Newcomers to the process quickly learn that the walls of the Capitol have ears, and if you don't want your opponents to know your plans, you better learn how to speak in hushed tones. Even though the noise in the Capitol can sometimes rise to the level of a cacophony, it's never safe to discuss sensitive plans in a regular voice. All over the building, people can be seen in huddles or groups of two with one speaking into the other's ear, and for that reason, everyone carries breath mints. Interestingly enough, it's nothing new. Politics is a game of strategy, and politicians have always kept a keen ear for bits of intelligence that might prove useful. For that reason, legislators and lobbyists are taught early in their careers to keep their voices low, but prying ears are not the only threat to security. Open microphones also present a problem. In the past, legislators would duck into an empty hearing room for a private conversation, only to find out later that the microphones in the room were turned on and broadcasting. It gives the term hearing room a whole new meaning. And it's not just legislators who get embarrassed by open mics. Presidents who should know better do as well. We all recall the open mic that caught President Reagan joking in 1984 that he would begin bombing Russia in 5 minutes. Or, on a much more serious note, President Obama being caught on an open mic telling Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, quote, "This is my last election. After my election, I have more flexibility." There are cases, of course, where listening devices are planted in strategic locations to garner sensitive information. Thankfully, this probably is not the case at the Montana Capitol. But saying the wrong thing at the wrong time in the wrong place could be just as damaging. It's also important to note that all of this speaking in low tones isn't done for nefarious purposes. In many ways, politics is like a chess game with players and pieces and strategy. Being strategic isn't being nefarious, it's being smart. Closed-door strategy sessions go on all day, every day in the Capitol. During the 1999 special legislative session, which was held at Carroll College because the Capitol was being renovated, legislative leaders snuck off into a restroom to hammer out the final agreement to end the session. So next time you're in Helena, remember, use your inside voice, because the walls of the Capitol have ears. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.